Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much. Welcome to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books with Zibby. I'm the host, Zibby Owens. I am an author. My latest is blank, pub date March 1st, a novel. I'm also a podcaster, obviously, a publisher, a bookstore owner, and so much more. If you love books, you're in the right place. In fact, we call it the Zibbyverse, or really, the LA Times called it the Zibbyverse, and we're going with it. Go to ZibbyOwens.com to learn more and follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens. Jessica Gee is the author of National Geographic Bucket List Family Travel, Share the World with Your Kids on 50 Adventures of a Lifetime. Jessica began the popular YouTube channel, The Bucket List Family, with her husband after planning to travel the world for 5 months with their two young children. 8 years and another kid later, they visited more than 90 countries around the world, have grown a following of nearly 2 million YouTube subscribers and 3 million Instagram followers, and continue to find ways, big and small, to add to their lifelong travel bucket list. The Bucket List Family has been named Travel Influencer of the Year 2 years in a row by the American Influencer Awards and nominated for Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Award in 2023. After buying an 80-year bungalow in Hawaii, they have a permanent base for their three children for the first time in half a decade, but they continue to explore new destinations from Alaska to Bali as often as they can. For more information, go to the Bucket List Family website. Welcome, Jessica. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Bucket List Family Travel, Share the World with Your Kids on 50 Adventures of a Lifetime. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I watched when you were like so emotional opening your books and on your birthday. And I love that so much when you just see an author finally just like step into it. It's so exciting. So was it just amazing, that moment?
It was. Having it in my hands, I was hoping that would be the moment it felt real. I feel like it still doesn't feel real, but it was a very special moment to have. I think as moms, a lot of times you don't have something to show for all your hard work. So, you know, to have worked the last 4 years on something that I'm like, look, I did this. I was thrilled.
Yeah, it is. It is really nice. And to be like, yeah, kids, look, I worked on something and like you can now hold it too.
I know.
And you're in it.
It's what mom did, and it's not dinner, and it's not laundry, and it's not, you know, some intangible clean house. So.
Okay. So for those who are not, first of all, familiar with Bucket List Family Travel as the brand and the whole thing, talk a little bit about that and how the book became an outgrowth of your brand.
Yeah, well, back in 2015, my husband and I, we took off on some travels. It was at a point in our life where Garrett, my husband, had started a company. He had an app and he sold it. So we came into some money, you know, I think we were 28 or something, 29, and we didn't know what was next in life. So we decided to hold off buying a house or settling down and do a little bit of traveling. And those were the famous last words. So 4 months of travel turned into 3 years full-time travel. Now we're almost 8 years later and almost to 100 countries with our three kids in tow. So we share everything on social media, Instagram and YouTube. And about 4 years ago in 2020, we got an email from National Geographic. And we had been approached a few times by publishers and I just wasn't very interested. And then when National Geographic came around and, you know, pitched me on this idea of having a very visual book, I was sold immediately. And then, you know, being tied to the National Geographic brand was an honor and a dream of mine.
Wow. I love that story. In the book, you talk about the journey of, first of all, the sale of Scan to Snapchat. And I worked at an internet company in 2001. Wait, no, 2000. It was called Idealab, and they made all these different companies. And one of the ideas that the founder had was a company called Scan, where we would scan barcodes and all this stuff. And it was so early and nobody was like, why would anyone look at the barcodes? And of course it like came and went in like 2 minutes. And I remember telling people, I work for Scan. They're like, what? Why? So when I read this and it's like, and then 10 years later, he made Scan and sold it for millions of dollars to Snapchat. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Come on.
Seriously.
How funny. I'll tell my husband. That's interesting.
Yeah. His name was Bill Gross, the founder of Idealab. But anyway, it wasn't my idea or anything, but funny. So anyway, and then he was so unhappy working sort of in a 9-to-5 job, this opportunity presented itself. And what I found really interesting is that from the outside of it, he had a plan that you were getting sponsors and you were going to work with brands, you were going to subsidize the travel. And there was a way to make this dream a reality and also like a brand, and that he started Instagram and YouTube from the start. And it was very intentional. It's not like I started traveling and then we realized, hey, we have a concept. So tell me a little bit more about that and how using sort of content from your life as can be this type of business and how you're like the poster child for that.
Well, you know, and in 2015, influencing wasn't quite a thing. It was just at the start of it. There were, you know, a bunch of mommy bloggers that was really big. So especially travel and singing, it just wasn't a thing. Garrett was really forward thinking, I think. And we took off when we were leaving. We went to an outdoor retailer, which is just a big trade show in Salt Lake City, used to be in Salt Lake City. And we went there and Garrett just hustled and he told everybody what we were doing. We were taking off on these trips. And he said, you know, if you want to give us some of your products, then we'll take content or take photos of it and, you know, just give you the photos or we'll share it on our Instagram in cool places all over the world. And so that was the pitch initially. And then over time, it actually really evolved into what it is. For me, on the other side, I wasn't necessarily in it for a business. I was just on a family vacation. So it took me a good to come around, but my background is in marketing. I wanted to do advertising and product placement in movies. So that was always my dream job, you know, putting Reese's Pieces in ET or putting the, you know, the Bond car. I thought that would be like the coolest job. And now I just do product placement in my own life. So it was a good match when it came to Garrett's design skills, and he quickly picked up photography and videography. And then I had the business side of things and the marketing end, and it worked out really well. And honestly, I think so much of our timing was really great, really, really great. I mean, there's so many other families now and quickly after we left doing the exact same thing, but I do think our timing was quite impeccable.
Amazing. What have you learned that like the average mom going on the average trip at home can take away and make her trips better?
I think even just going on trips, I think a lot of times moms are, myself included, you know, you don't want to go certain places because you're afraid of how your kids will behave. But at the end of the day, my kid's going to throw a tantrum at the grocery store and they're going to throw it, you know, at the steps of the Eiffel Tower, you know? So kids are kids wherever they are. And that's what one of the things that I've learned. And so just the importance of getting out and seeing things, you know, it's okay to, you know, get rid of the comfort zones and the routines and to just try something new together, and experiencing the world together has been such a blessing for us.
Do you think it's also helping them develop the sense of empathy and place in the world and all of these like intangible?
Oh, 100%. All of the things, being more open-minded and seeing how people live and not everybody's the same and everybody finds happiness in their own way. Anyway, there's so many, like you said, intangibles that our kids have experienced that I'm so, so grateful for. And so many great things can come from traveling and showing the world and different cultures to your children.
Do you ever feel like I just want to stay in bed, like under the covers and just not go anywhere today?
Maybe a little bit. When we're home, you know, we have a house in Hawaii now, we're homebodies. Mm-hmm. Don't explore our islands. I mean, we do a little bit, but you know, I think probably people think that we're out doing these hikes and doing all these beaches, you know, like when we're home, we're very much like, okay, we want to be home. But when we're out and about, we're cruising.
Love them. When you thought about putting the 50 destinations in this book, how did you narrow it down?
We put out a world map. I had a gal help me. Her name's Gina. We called her my book doula. And she helped me lay everything out. And I had my few places. I had maybe 30 places that I was like, for sure, for sure. And then the others were kind of filling in the gap with other, you know, just to make sure there was a really nice spread of places from all over the world, South America, Africa, Australia, Europe.
And were there any destinations where it looks good here, but really there were secret things going on that made it like a little less pleasant than you might project, or no?
At least everything in the book that I shared genuinely are incredible places that I would highly recommend. There's other places that I might not return to, but, you know, and also sometimes like it depends on the circumstances, you know, like I was pregnant for a good chunk of our travels. So like when I think back to some of those places, I get a little nauseous, but that's because I have more. But everything in the book, I genuinely highly recommend those destinations.
How have your kids felt sort of being part of essentially like a movie of their lives, like a reality show of their lives as they've grown up? Like, and now these gorgeous pictures of them in this book, for example, and just letting everybody get to know them. Have they realized yet that not everybody knows everybody else's kids the way that people know your kids?
I don't really know any better. I remember years ago, we were at just a hotel pool and my daughter, Dorothy, thought that everybody had videos of their lives. And she kind of made this friend and she was like, you should watch my videos. Can I watch your videos? And she didn't realize that not everybody had a dad who documented their entire life. But they're starting to understand it a little bit more. You know, Manila, my middle child, he found out, you know, what a Google, what's it called? Like a YouTube play button. Like when you hit 1 million subscribers or something like that, you get some plaque, which we have and just put it away in some closet. And Manila was asking Garrett if we had one. And Garrett was like, I don't know, buddy. And he was like, you'll get there someday, Dad. Like we've tried to keep them a little like, you know, under the blanket of how big we are and how much people actually might know who they are.
I love that.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As kids get older, some things about parenting can get easier. I mean, not many, but some. But others don't, like having conversations about money.
Point is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids can learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. I got Greenlight debit cards for my kids. The greatest thing, you can actually add their photos that take up half the card. So when I handed the cards to the kids, they were like, this is so exciting. So they look great. Unfortunately, I only put the required 2 cents on at the beginning to make sure they worked. So the kids were like, well, what should I spend my 2 cents on? Anyway, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/Zibby. That's greenlight.com/Zibby to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Zibby.
You said in the end of the book that not that many people, that you don't really have a bucket list anymore, and that, of course, there are a couple of things you want to do and you always are open-minded and all of that. Is that true? Like, where do you still want to go? Like, where do you want to go next? And, you know, can we really run out of places we want to go?
I mean, there's really a... Yeah, I don't have a physical list anywhere, right? That's what I said in the book, that I'm a fraud. Mm-hmm. There is like an ever-growing list the more I travel. Garrett and I have gotten really into wildlife. So a lot of our places now are, we want to see the orangutans in the wild. We want to see panda bears in the wild. We want to see a tiger in the wild. Garrett wants to swim with the orcas in Norway. So a lot of our travels are kind of like ticking off those things, you know, and I'm really interested in seeing a lot of festivals and cultures and going to Holi in India and going to the Running with the Bulls, like just stuff like that, that I think the list just kind of keeps going on. And the more you travel, the more you talk to people, the longer your bucket list gets.
After being exposed to all these other countries, do you ever look at sort of the chaos here in the United States right now and say like, well, maybe we should move to XYZ place?
Yeah. Yeah. That's happened a bunch. You know, when we first took off for our travels, I think we were just very naive Americans and it, not necessarily in a bad way, not bad, but also not good. You know, you're taught at a young age, America's the best, you know, and everybody loves America. And then as soon as you go out of the country, you're like, oh no, people don't, you know, necessarily want to be you, or they, you know, our country is in shambles, which it is. So there have been a few times we actually applied for a visa for New Zealand. They have a really cool program for entrepreneurs, investors, and business people. And you can apply and get a 3-year visa. And then in the end, you can get citizenship. So we applied, we got in, we were going to move to New Zealand. And then I got pregnant with my third and I was like, oh, New Zealand's just too far. It's just, I think God purposely put the most spectacular place on the planet just a little bit too much out of reach. So not everybody will move there, but yeah, that's definitely come across our plates, is the idea of maybe we can go somewhere else.
Do you do a lot of reading while you're traveling?
I do a lot of audio books. Yeah.
And what types of books are you drawn to?
It just depends. Sometimes I'm very much into the fiction and just want to have an escape. And then occasionally I'll listen to more like podcasts on like church topics and, you know, health topics and stuff like that.
Amazing. Yeah, I guess it's not as easy to carry around all these books on your back.
No, I wish. But now that I'm home, I'm starting to accumulate a whole lot more. So it's good to have a bookshelf now.
Awesome. Amazing. How do brands work with you? Like, how have you gone from walking around a store and like soliciting invitations to being like an official travel influencer? Like, how does that work? Do you get management, or like, let's say somebody out there is like, I want to do this too. How does it work?
Well, for us, I think Garrett and I have kind of always been control freaks. So we have done everything on our own for a while. Just recently, a couple years ago, we did hire a gal who helps manage and helps me go through contracts and negotiations and stuff. And it's just been a lifesaver. But in general, if you want to get started, you just start creating content, you start making things and start showing people what you can do. And then, you know, trying to grow your audience, and naturally brands will start coming along. And you can, you know, early on, you'll do stuff for trade, you'll get some free swimsuits, and then you post a picture. And then down the road, you know, and it's earlier nowadays. I think brands are a lot more respectful to people and their time and their talents. So people, you can charge earlier on if you're a quality content creator. And now, yeah, we still have brands come along and reach out and want to work with us. And then other times we reach out to them and things just happen naturally. And that's always my favorite. You know, we have a really great partner with me for my book tour called Just Ingredients, and they are everything and everything health and very clean ingredients. And I had done this podcast about a month ago about my mental health. I shared about some of my anxiety and mild depression that I've been experiencing over the last few years and how this brand has helped me. And it wasn't like a sponsored thing at all. I was just like, I've loved this lady who teaches all of these incredible things about health. And then they reached out to me and were thrilled that I love their products. And now it's like a supernatural, beautiful partnership that I have for my whole book tour that I'm like super excited to share about because I love it. So that's the best when that works out, when you just start sharing products that you naturally love and use all the time.
Love that. Amazing. Do you have any regrets from any of these trips you took? Something you wish you'd done or?
That's a great question. I think any regrets would just be just trying, not soaking it in enough. You know, now I'm looking back at how fast my kids grow and how sometimes I was, you know, probably just so worked up in logistics and details and planning and stressed out on travel days. You know, like if I could just go back and tell myself to breathe and enjoy every moment, I would.
Me too. I mean, that's good parenting advice, traveling or not, right? All the chaos. Having worked on this book, what advice do you have for aspiring authors?
Oh, I'm trying to think advice. For me, I think the thing that caught me most by surprise, and maybe it's because I didn't necessarily go into this wanting to be like, I want to be a writer, but I was so impressed with how much I knew. I would sit down to write and it would just come out. And I was so proud of myself. I was like, you know, I just see myself as such a normal mom. And then when I started writing all this, I was like, wow, I've accumulated a ton of knowledge over the last 8 years. And I was just so happy how easy that was. So I think just being proud of yourself and what you know and what you can share and your ideas and your creativity, I was really stoked with how easy it actually was for me to write.
I took my 9-year-old son loves travel already. He like spends all this time on sites. He sends Google polls so that we can decide as a family where to go next. And he planned our whole itinerary to Japan. And finally, I was like, you know what? Let's just do this. Let's just go and do his itinerary. And we did. And it was amazing. And he was like beaming the entire time. Like it was just so cool.
That's amazing. That's been on my radar the last couple of months is we're going to do that next. I'm going to have my oldest plan the trip and she will be thrilled. She'll do a great job too. Did your son love planning it?
He loves it. Loves it. Yes. And he's good at it, you know.
Next stop?
He really wants us to go to Australia. And I would also like to go to Australia. He wants to go back to Japan. He loves Japan. But Australia is on both of our lists. But somehow it's only him and me in the whole family. So I'm like, well, let's just somehow you and me go to Japan. I mean, sorry, go to Australia. But after we went on the flight home, I realized I had learned so much that I never would have known. And like we had taken a guide on one or two of the palaces or whatever. You know, and I was like, I should just tell people all the things I've learned. And I spent hours on the flight home sort of writing it up. And now still people are like, I printed out your whole thing and brought it with me to Japan. Thank you so much. And I'm like, this is so cool how we all just, we can share this knowledge and like improve people's experiences. And that's just sort of what you've done and blown it out of the water.
Well, and it's so fun how much people genuinely love to talk about their travel, talk about their trips. You know, like I'm, you know, we're in Nashville now and people are so thrilled and excited to give me their tips and tricks. So yeah, it's really nice when you can pull up itineraries or suggestions and get those from all over the world. I love that.
Do you have more books coming?
We do have more books coming. Yeah, we've got some books coming. I guess I can't even say. Okay. We haven't announced it yet, but yes, more books coming.
Excellent. Anything else new in terms of big projects that are spinning off, like a book or like any other creative thing or just other places you want to take your brand?
Books. We're heading for some books. So kids' books and more adult books with National Geographic. So I'll let my husband's project. So I'll let him share more on that. But yes, definitely another volume. We've talked about another volume with National Geographic, another 2 volumes for me. So we got some more traveling to do and some more itineraries to nail down.
Amazing. Well, you can always call my son if you need advice.
Yeah, right? I got to get you one because we need to go back. That's funny you say that your son loves it because my daughter, it's her favorite country. We haven't been since she was like four, but she's dying to go back. And it's faster for us to fly to Tokyo than it is for us to fly to my home in Denver. So yeah, we got to go back.
Amazing. Well, I'll send it after this. you can see. Oh my gosh. Jessica, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thanks for taking your life and sharing it with so many other people to make their lives better. I mean, it's a really generous way to live. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Likewise. It was really great to talk to you.
You too. Have a great day. Have fun in Nashville. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.